You're listening to SBS News.
For Yazidis, being able to get the closure of laying their loved ones to rest has been a long and almost impossible task. Shamal Silo's wife and three sons are still missing. He fears the worst.
Oh God, my heart will not be at ease, but whatever we've been through isn't easy, and all we wanted to know is their fate.
SBS News has seen a video which was taken shortly after Mr. Silo's youngest daughter, Iman, was reunited with him in 2015. She, like many Yazidi children, was kidnapped and eventually found living with a family loyal to IS in neighbouring Turkey. Far too young to remember the circumstances of her earlier life, she asks for her IS family. Confused, she was rescued. Mr. Silo again.
They were tortured by being deprived from sleep, from food, from water. They were subjected to all forms of torture, plus home duties at a young age.
Many Yazidis feel the Iraqi government did not protect them from the terrorist group's systematic campaign of killing and kidnapping. But now, perhaps the first steps are being taken in making amends. The Yazidi Women Survivors Law passed Iraqi parliament this week. It formally recognises the crimes committed against them as genocide, almost 5 years after the UN did the same, and provides reparations to survivors in the form of financial compensation. Dr. Amy Bean is an author and human rights advocate for Yazidi survivors.
It legitimizes what happened to them in the eyes of the world. For 7 years, they've been asking Iraq to proclaim that what happened to them was genocide. So this legislation puts it in writing that it was genocide and crimes against humanity. And they will work with other countries as well as the Iraqi judiciary to bring the members of Daesh to justice, to accountability, not only in Iraq, but in other countries.
But for many Yazidis, they feel the long road to justice is just beginning. Arab Matto and his family are missing 71 members of their extended family. 10 of them were identified in the recent burials of more than 100 victims in the village of Kocho.
I want all the remaining women and children to be returned, for the Iraqi government to search for them, and for those who committed this crime to be tried in court and hanged.
Many more mass graves remain, holding thousands of unidentified bodies, and Yazidis are growing increasingly impatient. William Wiley is the founder of the Commission for International Justice and Accountability, a not-for-profit organisation which has been gathering evidence of IS crimes against Yazidis in Iraq in the past few years.
I agree with the assessment of the Yazidi survivors that the process has been somewhat slow, because international criminal justice or justice for war crimes, crimes against humanity, it does take time. Cases are complex, but the wheels of justice are moving in the right direction.
Experts believe the new law will lay the legal basis for Iraqi courts to use evidence gathered by UN investigators to prosecute IS suspects. For survivors like Iman Silo, she just hopes she will get some form of closure soon.
Yeah, it's so hard and I miss him a lot.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.